It will not happen. Powerful declaration. We believe God and we thank God for your powerful declaration. But it could also happen that you are saying that because you're under what? Panic. If I'm asking you a question with your so-called faith, don't you have things in your mind that you have already postponed them that will happen next year because you think they can't happen because already there are a few months to December? Already there are things being castled in your mind. I will do this. Already you're removing things because faith is being mixed with the logic. Your human comprehension, how you think, your faculties of thinking are being mixed with the faith. And now, in your reasoning, which scripture in the book of James, it says such wisdom is not from God. It is earthly. It says which one? It says it is earthly. Not only that, it is also sensual. Sensual wisdom is the type of wisdom which you use your five senses to think.
This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
You hear that? It says this wisdom is not what?
This wisdom.
It's earthly, sensual, and demonic. So anything that you are actually trying to put yourself into thinking to say, you know what? With one thing, how things are moving like this, I don't think I can do it by this time because of time. All right? Maybe in 2 years, I have no boyfriend now. And I declare that I'll get married in 2025. But now there are 4 months, I have no boyfriend. Definitely it's not possible. Next year, hallelujah, praise be to God. And tomorrow, there's a problem, you are standing. It won't happen. I bind it. Wait a minute. Do you know there are things in your life that you have already given God limitations? Do you know there are things you have already limited God that he can't do them? Now, because you are under panic attack, it will not happen in the name of Jesus. Now, God looks at you and sees how many things you have limited him. That because of time, so you are giving God time. Am I talking to you? So you are trying to put God in the time. And God says, okay, I see over these issues, you are limiting me. You know what Daniel said? Do you know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said? They said whether God will save us or not. Do you understand? That's a type of faith where you have got no second option. The moment you say, if it fails, that's logic, not faith. So most people think they have faith and they do not. Because in the world of faith, there is no failure. Hello? In the world of faith, there is no what? There's no failure. So if I say, this will be done, the moment I put second thought, I am earthly, sensual, and the Bible calls it demonic. I'm going to tell somebody. You're getting that? So scripture says, the moment you begin to think twice, a very good example, you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, I believe I'm going to be pregnant right now. It will happen. Then, boom, you're pregnant. Now, you may actually call it that you've got so much faith. You have so much faith. Boom, you're pregnant. Then you begin to think, what if I miscarry again? The Bible says such wisdom, it is demonic. Are you understanding? How many people? Yesterday, we had a woman who was testifying, an IVP woman. This woman, and it was actually a replay. We had this testimony during one of our programs. This woman had a big problem. It was for how many years? 13 miscarriages. And actually, it was him who was actually interviewing this woman. She had 13 miscarriages. You understand? The 14th one, she came here for prayer. And the only thing I said was, congratulations. And the doctor commented about it. All right? And the doctor said what? He said, and he's here. And he said, when a woman miscarries for 3 times, 4 times, it becomes habitual. He used the word habitual. Okay? And the woman had miscarried for 13 times. You understand the word 13? 13. Imagine 13 times you miscarried 13 children. On the 14th one, the only thing I said to her was congratulations. She became pregnant and gave birth. You understand? She became the 14th one. So the question must be, are you here, right? The question must be, now imagine someone is telling me that I've been miscarrying for 13 times, and then I'm telling that person that is against logic. And the doctor commented on the same, and he's sitting there. He said, according to science, medically, it's impossible. Because when a woman miscarries for some time, you know, continuously, it now creates a knowledge in the system that the child can't stay. It becomes a habit. So they have to go and tie and do things and work on the cervix. And I think you explained all those type of things. So I'm a good student, I hear once. Imagine I was at a school. Now imagine, you explained these things like a year ago. And I'm still remembering. So now imagine this. You're getting right. This is against. It is against what? Logic. Logically, such a woman. And I look at her and I said, congratulations. You get that? So understand this. Let this be in your mind. Faith has no second option. What if it fails? Let me tell you something. If you have got something else you are working on or believing God for, there is no what if it fails. I want to tell you, it will not fail. Yes. I speak in the name of Jesus. Yes. It will not fail. So you see that things are birthed by faith and they are aborted by doubt. Say with me louder. Things are birthed by faith.
Things are birthed by faith.
And they are aborted by doubt.
And they are aborted by doubt.
Now imagine this. You come here and I pray for you. I've come here. I'm an international visitor. I need a breakthrough to happen. And I pray for you. 2 weeks later, you ask yourself a question. What if it does not happen? What have you just done? Peter walks on water. He believes. And he starts walking on water properly. As he's walking on water, the Bible says he doubted. Did he still stand on water or he began to sink? Can you imagine we as believers, just think about it. How many things we think God is silent, yet it's our own fault. Jesus never blamed the water. He never blamed the storm. If I was a parent and my child is going through that, I would blame the storm. I would blame the dog to say, why did you leave your dog moving around? And it almost attacked my child. You understand? If it was you as a parent, there is a dog over there. Somebody's dog wants to attack a child. Who do you attack? The dog, the owner. You would find anything to blame. Jesus is with Peter, his own disciple. And this is a storm which is moving on water, created by God. Or let's say it's the devil who caused the storm. Who would Jesus blame? He's supposed to blame the devil. But Jesus does not blame anybody. He doesn't say to the wind, yeah, you wind, can't you see I'm Jesus? And you're doing this to my disciples? And we created you? Are you understanding? Who does Jesus blame? Peter. He says, why did you doubt? Am I talking to you? And there is somebody here I'm talking to indirectly. You're watching me, or you're in this room. You almost got that breakthrough. Why did you doubt? You almost had that breakthrough, that miracle, that healing, that job. Why did you doubt? Somebody raise up a hand and say, help me, God. So faith is not an idea. Faith is not something that you must just be talking. I'm like, I have faith. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Haven't you read scripture that Peter was being rebuked of doubt? And this is Peter who raised the dead. How many times were the disciples confronted of having little faith? And these are men who came to Jesus and said, Jesus, demons were obeying us. When we cast them in your name, they were coming out. These are men that Jesus one day, he said, you of little faith. Because faith can come and faith can go. Faith is a spirit. Faith can be measured. Faith can be measured in quantities. And these quantities could be the greatness of it, or how little it is, or how small it is. It can also be measured in qualities. These qualities could be how poor the faith is, how rich the faith is. So faith must not just be taken for granted that I have faith. Most of your prayer points, if you only knew most of your prayer points, if you pray more to say, God, make me have more faith, you will see you have less prayer points. There are other things you won't even pray for. You're just going to speak and they will appear. This is when faith now accumulates to the boiling point. When faith grows, becomes rich, stronger, great, it gets into the boiling point where it does not pray anymore. It speaks. And when you speak, it's not just a declaration. It becomes a law in the spirit. It becomes a ruling and a verdict. This is a point when you say it will rain and rain comes. This is a point when you say, I'll get that job tomorrow. You get it. But for you to understand faith even more further, it is paramount to understand that faith does not operate in ignorance. Faith operates in knowledge. That's why the scripture says, to your faith, add knowledge. Add what? Knowledge. Say knowledge. Knowledge. The word knowledge is the word gnosis. How much do you know about it? So you can't say you have faith and you don't know anything what happens in the realms of the spirit. This is why it is important to understand the technical aspects of faith. How do you get it? So this is where we understand now to say, okay, a man of faith, how does he pray? He does not just pray. He becomes a watcher. You firstly understand that you are not just going to pray from just a point of, we are praying, don't worry. Things are happening like that. Don't worry, we are praying. Our God is going to do it. Hallelujah. We are praying, we are praying. No, 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 no. You become what? A watcher. You watch. This is now the technical part. You become a watcher. You know what you are praying against. You know what you are praying for. You know what the enemy is trying to do. You know how to stop the enemy. You speak. That's what the Bible says on the weapons of warfare. It says, take the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. It says, and take in your hand the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So you must have the word, you know. And then it says, and then gird yourself with the belt, which is what? The truth. So there must be a truth, you know. Because Jesus says, you shall know the truth. And it is that truth that shall make you free. So there must be the truth, you know. And it says, then on your shoes, the preparation of the gospel. It says, above all, take a shield of what? Above all. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
It says, above all, above that sword, above the helmet, above the breastplate, above everything. It says, above all, above anything you know, above your prayer, above anything else, above your fasting. It says, take the shield of faith. It says, this shield will stop the advancement of Satan. This shield, it will stop any agenda of evil. When you embrace faith, this is not just, you know, a ritual of prayer to say, we are praying. Okay, we are praying. Hallelujah. Oh, shara mande re be 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 be. Oh, shikara mama mama. No. No. So faith. It says it is able to quench, to stop all fiery darts
of the wicked one.
Not some. It says all
fiery darts of
the all wicked. The fiery darts of the wicked one. Faith is able to reverse. So this is why you must understand that you are not just a prayer warrior, a believer, or whosoever you may think you are. Faith becomes very important, essentially pivotal. It is where things can happen. When you see scripture, it actually says your life, it is as a measure of the faith working in you. It says anyone in Romans 12 verse 3, which I read to you several times. It says anyone who prophesies must prophesy according to the measure of their faith. Am I talking to you? This is when you stammer, when you speak forth, when you declare, when you say in the name of Jesus, I declare and declare, my family is set free. Those things you are saying, it says when you are declaring them, you must speak according to the measure. But you can't have faith because faith comes and goes. You hear that? Faith comes and it goes. It's not something to stay. That's why scripture says faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Meaning to say faith actually is something that can come. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So as I'm teaching now, it is coming upon you because faith is a spirit. So I'm here.
I'm here.
So when you are a watcher, now we read the scripture. And we can even read and more scriptures. But God wants you to watch. In Jeremiah 51 verse 12.
Jeremiah 51 verse 12.
Can you read it?
The Bible says, set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guard strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For the Lord has both devised and done what he has spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon.
Now, if you read the scripture here, it simply says, set up. It must be a standard. It must actually be a behavior. It must be what must be done. It's a standard procedure. There must be watchmen. My God. It's like when you set up the watchmen, then we can ambush the enemy. We will not attack the enemy in your family if we are not watching. I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. We will not ambush what is causing delay in your life if we are not what? It is difficult to attack your problem if you don't even know where is it coming from. This is why scripture says, set up watchmen
on the walls of Babylon.
It says, make the guard strong. The guard, you know what the guard does? It's a watcher. Meaning to say that we can have you watching over your gates, yet you're weak. The Bible says the type of a guard who must stand on these gates must be
strong.
It says, this is important. We will not ambush the enemy. We will not defeat the enemy if we are not seeing what's going on. So I'm here.
I'm here.
So faith cannot function. Imagine just saying, I believe. Doors will open. I don't know what we are praying. Doors will open. Without actually knowing there are three people who are human gates standing over your business. And all you are saying right now is, I don't want it. Doors. Things will happen. But when you now a watcher, you will pick it up.
Yes.
When you stand on the tower using prophetic intelligence,
yes,
to say, no. In fact, that person, and that person, they are set as human gates. These are the people who are refusing to put a signature for my breakthrough to come. What will you do? It's simply to pray. To say, in the name of Jesus, I pray that these men who are human gates against me, I decree and declare right now that the spirit that is in them will come out. And now you're going to focus your prayer with them, changing demonic human gates to become what? Divine helpers. The same Pharaoh who was refusing to let God's people go is the same man who said, you can now go. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody right here. The same man who was a human gate to the people of Israel, who put Daniel in a lion's den, is the same man who says, can you become the prime minister of my country? Because the human gates were dealt with. This is where we convert. Am I talking to somebody right here? What was in him? What happened? He woke up in the morning and he says, no. He says, the whole Babylon shall worship the God of Daniel. He says, the God of Daniel is a God above all other gods. You slept saying, I'm bad man. You wanted to kill me. In the morning, you woke up and he says, everybody shall worship the God of Daniel. In other words, this was just a man who either Satan could use or God could what? The people who are fighting you, is either the devil is using them, but don't worry, we can remove the devil and God can enter in them and God can use them to your favor.
Yes.
Don't be like, no. You don't know some battles. The same man who put Joseph in prison, the same man said, take him out. I want him as my prime minister in Egypt. This is when we handle our human gates. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
The people who are fighting you today, am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Saying you will never get married. Oh, this woman. One day, they'll be the ones arranging flowers at your wedding.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? Can we convert? Can we work something on the human gates?
Oh, yeah.